As of Tuesday afternoon, the state reported just over 2,700 people are being treated at hospitals because of the virus. That's down more than 11% from the same period a week ago. But Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports new hospital admissions for COVID are still higher than in most parts of the country, especially for younger adults.
Florida ranks fifth in the nation for confirmed COVID-19 admissions and third for people between 30 and 50 years old. That's according to federal data for the week ending May 8th. Epidemiologist Jason Salami with the University of South Florida says a quarter of new patients fell into that age group, up from 13% in mid-January. On the flip side, thanks to vaccines, Floridians ages 70 and older went from nearly half of admissions in January to under 30% now. Salami's message to younger adults:
go out and get vaccinated. That's the number one way that you can protect yourself and us get back to normal. But number two is be mindful that nobody is immune to the ramifications of this virus.
Salami says seniors in Florida are about twice as likely to be vaccinated than working age adults. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.